Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamnini. I am coming to you all by my lonesome because I have a very early flight on Monday morning to head back up to New York City to wrap up the 2023-2024 Broadway season in terms of the shows that I am seeing. I will run through those at the end of the episode, but I'm going to knock out this episode, get you all of your news before I head to bed far earlier than even I, who goes to bed fairly early, normally does. But remember, we are going to have a ton of content over the next few days and weeks, both in the regular feed and in the Patreon feed. By the time you are hearing this episode in the regular feed, I will also have an hour-long conversation with theater influencer and all-around insightful theater fan and critic Ashley Hufford, where we break down and predict the Tony nominations that'll come out on Tuesday morning. We did have a couple blind spots because there are some things that we had not seen yet. In fact, after Ashley and I recorded, she went straight to go see Illinois, which we're going to talk about the reviews here in a second. And she said, I need to revise some of my things because seeing it on Broadway elevated it in her mind, having seen it in a workshop format at Bard last summer. She also mentioned to me that she thinks Ricky Ubeda very well could be nominated for featured actor in a musical. That's not in the episode because she hadn't seen it and I haven't seen it either. So that was not one that we really spent a ton of time talking about in that category, but you can hear the rest of it. I think it was a really in-depth conversation. We agreed on a lot of things, so you'll have to listen and hold us accountable there. That will be available to all Patreon subscribers at the mezzanine tier and above. But that gets us into Illinois, which, as we talked about last week, opened on Wednesday at the St. James Theater. But because it opened on the same night as its very first performance, there were no reviews, at least not new reviews, for the Broadway run. The show is currently scheduled to play the St. James Theater through August 10th. There's not really much of an opportunity to extend that much more because Sunset Boulevard is going to begin performances on September 28th at that hallowed venue. So maybe a week or two if necessary, but I think that would be pretty tight. So maybe a week or two, maybe three, I guess, maybe get it to Labor Day, especially since Sunset Boulevard famously does not have much of a set at all. So who knows? But as of now, August 10th. The show, as we've talked about many times before, is based off of the album Illinois by Sufjan Stevens, who wrote the music and lyrics. It was conceived and is directed and choreographed by Justin Peck, who collaborated with Jackie Sibless Drury on the book. There is a fairly large cast of dancers. They feature some names that you might be familiar with: Ben Cook, Gabby Diaz, Ricky Ubeda, who I mentioned before, Ahmad Simmons. And one name to note, Brandt Martinez is replacing Robbie Fairchild, who did it at the Park Avenue Armory. But Robbie, as we've talked about before, is heading over to the UK to star in the stage adaptation of the Oscar-winning film The Artist. So Brandt is stepping into the role of Clark for this production. Now, what's interesting about Did They Like It's review roundup is that they have currently, as of now, collected 13 reviews. 11 of them were positive and 2 were mixed. But because this had so recently played at the Park Avenue Armory off-Broadway, some outlets just decided to rerun those reviews with little notes indicating that it was for the off-Broadway run and that it has since transferred to Broadway. I'll get to that in a second. But before we do, if you're unfamiliar with Illinois or Illinois, the album, the official plot description reads thusly: based on the landmark Sufjan Stevens album, Illinois springs to epic life in a mysterious, deeply moving, and unforgettable dance musical, directed and choreographed by Tony winner Justin Peck. Peck and Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Jackie Sibless Drury have crafted an original coming-of-age tale that blends dance, theater, live music, and storytelling into a breathtakingly emotional journey. So, we normally start with the New York Times, but all they did in this case was rerun Jesse Green's critics' pick review of the Park Avenue Armory with a little note about the Brandt Martinez and Robbie Fairchild change in the role. So we'll move on from that. Sarah Holdren of Vulture also did something similar, just republished her March rave review, although she did say, quote, "Beyond its many technical glories and its few brief stumbles, Illinois achieves a holistic transcendence. For 90 glorious minutes, you do feel." But if we are getting into new reviews, let's start with Christian Lewis, who is positive, writing for Variety. They said, quote, "This multifaceted mix, often stirring and fascinating to listen to, is not an inherently logical choice for a narrative work of art. And yet, Justin Peck has devised, directed, and choreographed a 90-minute dance theater piece based on it, one that will indelibly be remembered as one of the most singular productions in recent Broadway history." Greg Evans of Deadline was also positive, writing, quote, Illinois is a thrilling and absolutely gorgeous dance celebration of singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens' 2005 early career masterpiece LP, Illinois. Using a large cast of dancer actors and three excellent singers, along with that extra E at the end of the show title, to flesh out the loose story that might or might not have stayed hidden in the grooves of the concept album all along. Brittany Samuel of Broadway News was one of the two mixed dissenting voices, saying, quote, Yet, in all honesty, for all the obvious delight sprinkled over Illinois, it did not move me. It made me want to be moved, though, which in a way is its own sort of illumination. We will wrap up with Johnny Oleksinski from the New York Post, who was positive, saying, quote, And while my gut tells me the show is not really a musical per se, it is a transporting and soul-stirring experience all the same. I gotta tell you, as you'll hear in our Tony nominations prediction episode, I assumed that this would be a Tony nominee for Best Musical, but I wasn't sure where to stack it in the hierarchy of Suffs and The Outsiders and Here Lies Love and all those other shows that it will be competing against. But based off these reviews, you really have to imagine it is one of the front runners, and a lot might come down to whether or not the nominators and then the voters feel like Oleksinski and think that maybe it's not a musical exactly, and so it shouldn't win Best Musical. We've obviously had dance shows win Best Musical in the past, so there is precedent for it, but it will be something that's very fascinating to watch, because especially so many of the precursor awards don't have it in their Broadway categories, because it began performances after their nomination deadline. Later today, on Monday, we will get the Drama Desk nominations. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of discussion over how this one fits into the category, and I am giddy to talk about it. All right, speaking of how the Tony nominators and voters and all of those things will have to contend with things, on Friday, we got the fourth and final set of rulings for the 2023-2024 Broadway season. Most of these went along with what we assumed would be the case to happen. Things like Nichelle Lewis was put into the lead actress in a musical category for The Wiz, as were Shayna Taub for Suffs and Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen. Also, Rachel McAdams is in the lead category for Mary Jane. The two leads in Heart of Rock and Roll, Corey Cott and Mackenzie Kurtz, will be in the lead categories. Now, this next one is an interesting one, because Will Keane and Michael Stuhlbarg are listed above the title on the opening night playbill for Patriots, but Keane has been bumped down to featured role, which is the category that he was for the Oliviers, but it also does give the show a better opportunity to have both of them nominated. Because Uncle Vanya is being produced by Lincoln Center Theater, there isn't anybody above the title. And what's interesting to me is that Steve Carell and William Jackson Harper are both going to be considered eligible for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Play, but that's it. Everybody else is going to be featured, and I have not seen this production, so I don't know what changes might be, but if you're going to tell me that William Jackson Harper as Astrov is a lead, I would have to assume that based off of, you know, knowing Vanya, that Anika Noni Rose as Elena, because they modernized the name for this production, would also be lead. So it was kind of surprising to me that Astrov was a lead at all, but especially that Astrov is a lead and Yelena is not. Also, as expected, Jessica Lange is in the lead performance by an actress in a play category, and Jeremy Jordan and Eva Noblezada are both in the lead categories for Gatsby. All right, all of that excitement with openings and awards, now we have to get to some disappointing news. And on Friday, it was announced that Forbidden Broadway on Broadway, Merrily We Stole a Song, will not be coming to the Helen Hayes Theater as previously announced on July 12th. The show's producers released a statement saying that they are going to postpone the production, talking about how, quote, enormously crowded the Broadway landscape is. Their statement also did indicate that there would be something coming to the Helen Hayes Theater over the summer in its place. But apparently it will not be Forbidden Broadway, which is really sad, because I think that would have been a great opportunity to have some counter programming to a lot of the more serious works that are going to be playing on Broadway over the summer. We previously talked about the fact that, like, Heart of Rock and Roll is one of the few spring comedy openings on Broadway, especially in the musical space. So it would have been nice to have something to laugh at, but perhaps it will be something like that at the Hayes as well. Last summer, of course, it was The Cottage, which was a straight play comedy. So maybe there will be some sort of comedy in that space nonetheless. But hopefully this does eventually end up coming to Broadway, because I think it's time for Forbidden Broadway to finally be on Broadway. This series, this franchise, is now over 40 years old. So it's more than paid its dues, and I hope that we eventually get to see it on the main stem. All right, I'm going to real quickly run through this week's theatrical schedule. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but we will start on Tuesday, of course, because that is Tony Nominations Day. As a reminder, the nominations will begin on CBS Mornings at 8:30 a.m. with Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Renee Elise Goldsberry announcing the major categories. Then they will pivot over to the Tony Awards YouTube page at 9 a.m. to wrap up the nominations. So don't be confused. Don't be upset if you can't find it, or they're only doing some of them. We will get them all. It'll just be segmented into different spots. Then that night, the new musical Three Houses will begin performances over at the Signature Theater. This is the new musical by Dave Malloy, directed and choreographed by Annie Tippy. In the cast are J.D. Mollison, Mia Pack, Margot Siebert, Scott Stangland, Henry Stram, and Ching Valdez Aran. Then on Thursday, May 2nd, we will have the official opening for the Keep Going Songs at Lincoln Center Theater. This is a new show by the Bengtsons, directed by Caitlin Sullivan. I love the Bengtsons. I really, really wish that I could go get over to see that. And I might, if there is anything that gets canceled on my trip, which will be devastating because it'll be a show that I won't get to see for voting consideration, but this would be the thing that I will fit in there. So if you're unfamiliar with them, check them out. This is an LCT3 production, so it's upstairs at the Claire Tau Theater, and it is always cheaper there than anywhere else at Lincoln Center, so I highly recommend you check that one out. Then also on Thursday, we have the very first New York City off-Broadway revival of Neil Simon's I Ought to Be in Pictures. It will happen over at Theater Row, and it comes from Theater Breaking Through Barriers, which I think Grace has done an interview with someone from that company before, but they are an inclusive theater company that strives to develop talent of individuals with disabilities for work on stage, backstage, in the office, and in the audience. Then on Sunday, we will have the official off-Broadway opening for Dungeons & Dragons, the 20-sided Tavern. Grace talked about this being a recommendation of hers just last week. It is a show in which they do a live interactive Dungeons & Dragons game with everybody in the audience. So if you are into that, check it out. And then on Sunday, we also have the off-Broadway closing of Philadelphia Here I Come from the Irish Repertory Theater. This got a ton of nominations for a lot of the off-Broadway awards. So if you have a chance to get over and check that show out, would highly recommend that. All right, a feel-good recommendation. Joy Woods from The Notebook visited the Kelly Clarkson show last week, and she performed the song My Days. Ingrid Michaelson also chatted with Kelly as well. So check out that video. Love Joy Woods. Anytime we can get to see her perform is welcome. And as promised, I'm going to run through my trip here. Monday night, I'm seeing Stereophonic. Tuesday night, I'm seeing Cabaret. Wednesday matinee, I'm going to the Heart of Rock and Roll. Wednesday night, I'm seeing Mother Play. The Great Gatsby, I'm going to their Thursday matinee. Love a Thursday matinee. Then Thursday night, I'm seeing Ellen Noyes. Friday night, I'm seeing Mary Jane. Then on Saturday for the matinee, I'm going to see Patriots. Then I'm going to that 5 p.m. show. Like I said, love unusual times to see O'Mary off Broadway for the second time. Then I am going back to end my trip at Lincoln Center with Uncle Vanya. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for you today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful week. Remember to hydrate. We are moving forward through this Tony season with the nominations starting tomorrow. If you want to follow along with my trip, don't forget, head over to patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.